Wednesday, pledges. In the days of Nehemiah, the Israelites pledged. They confirmed that they wanted to be with God as their partner in this covenant. And you can say, yes, we want to serve God. But then Nehemiah looked for details. Said, well, this means obeying God's commandments. That, first, second, third, fourth. First, no mixed marriages. This means we have mixed marriages. For example, Ruth is a Moabite woman, and she marries an Israelite, Boaz. But what was the difference? She wanted to serve the God of the Israelites. She said to Aunt Naomi, I want to go with you, and your God is my God, and I want to be buried in the land where you are buried. So she came from another country, from another tribe, another nation, but she wanted to live with the God of Israel. And this never ever was a problem. But if women of the outside came as strangers and stayed to their gods and wanted to marry an Israelite man and wanted to educate their children with foreign gods, here was the problem. Not being a member of another nation, but being a member of other gods. That was the problem. So no mixed marriages without a religion. Second, true Sabbath observance. Heathen people came on Sabbath day, showed their goods, and wanted to sell it on the Sabbath day. And Nehemiah prevented them even from entering the city gates. What for? Come on another day, but not on Sabbath day. And they promised the Israelites to observe Sabbath day. Then, that every seventh year, they would do the following debt cancellation and sabbatical year observance, that they would follow that custom. This debt cancellation, as we have seen in a former lesson, was so important for the economic development of the country, because in several years, the original standard, who owns which kind of land, was made back, so that the original arrangement of the possessions of the land was reinstalled. And fourth, to support the temple financially. And all these aspects were detailed actions to show them, just saying, oh, I will obey the Lord, means in detail this and that and this and so on. So that they discover, oh, I haven't thought about that. Oh, yes, I will do that. Because the headline is being true to the Lord and to observe all his commandments. Now, when the Israelites promised this, it was so important that they wrote it down. It was in a written form. And this is like a covenant when a couple in a ceremony marries. There are documents, there's a signature, there are witnesses. It's a difference if there's a ceremony for marriage, or if you just go together and live in a flat without telling anyone, just being together. That's not the same. So making an arrangement in a written form with witnesses, a document signed, makes a difference.